Hey everybody, welcome to LettermanRow.com. This is Bermanology. I am Jeremy Birmingham. This is a special commitment edition of the show, one that I don't think a lot of people saw coming, especially considering the player we're talking to today, Sefner, Florida, Armwood High School defensive back athlete Kai Stokes, didn't get his Ohio State offer until what, Monday of this past week or something, right, Kai?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So this commitment, I think for a lot of people, comes out of the blue, but clearly you're the type of kid who's put a lot of thought into this, and I've heard a little bit about you and your background and your family, and this was a well-thought-out decision, was it not?
Yes, sir, yeah. You know, my parents did a lot of research.
What is it about Ohio State that made the difference here? I want to give some context here. Kai, you're a three-star prospect right now, okay? But at 6'2", 185 some pounds, you run a 10.8 in the 100 meter. You're a guy that plays both sides of the ball at Armwood. In the last 2 weeks, who's offered you a scholarship in the last 2 weeks?
The last 2 weeks, I've gotten Alabama, Georgia, Iowa State, Notre Dame, Auburn, Florida, UM. There's a couple more. I don't want to go on
to them. So, but the point is, a lot of really big time college football programs have seen fit to offer you a scholarship in the last 2 weeks. Why? What happened? How did this all of a sudden go from being, you know, a three-star? I don't even like to use that, but that's, you know, the identifier. How did it change so fast?
To be honest with you, I don't really know. I don't really know what happened, but I'm glad that it did. Everything kind of opened up after I did receive my Alabama offer. So it seemed like that was the catalyst for everything, but I'm not really sure what changed or how my name got out there so quick. No.
But it did. And like I said, here you are a week later committing to Ohio State and primarily based on the strength of the relationship that you've had with Tony Alford, who I think has been the primary recruiter for you. But you're committing to Ohio State as a safety. As a defensive back looking at Ohio State, what is the allure?
One is obviously DBU. You know, a lot of great DBs come in and out of Ohio State. And when I say out, I mean first-round draft pick. Their DBs are making it to the league. And that's really what intrigued me. Something, you know, me and my parents did some research on, you know, how they develop their DBs. And we talked, had a Zoom meeting, and just what the coaches were saying, how they plan on developing me. I feel like I needed to be a part of that. You know, I mean, I just really felt like Ohio State was the perfect place for me.
The people that I've spoken to about your recruitment here in the Midwest have said that essentially there has been extensive conversation with you since the offer happened. I mean, when you get that kind of offer and then all of a sudden it is a straight up deluge of conversation of interest, how does that feel? I mean, just again, I mean, I don't want to stress too much on the fact that this is all brand new, but how crazy is this?
It's absolutely crazy, you know, but like, as you're saying, it feels good to be wanted. You know, I feel like all the coaches there genuinely want me and were excited when I committed, but I feel like I just fit and that they wanted me not only as a player, but as a man. And that's what I really like.
I think that, you know, I guess everyone's going to have a ton of questions, but I mean, how's the relationship with Ryan Day? What do you think of Kerry Combs? How are you feeling so comfortable to commit to Ohio State without ever visiting? Blah, 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 blah. So let's just start there. When was the first conversation with Ryan Day? Was the first conversation with Ryan Day a commitment, or was that a couple of days later?
No, sir. That came a day later, I believe. Coach Day, he seemed like a great, genuine guy. You know, when we were on the Zoom and he was explaining to me the tears of Ohio State football, he just seemed like he meant everything he said and that he was truly genuine about everything. And I feel like he's a great coach and he can definitely lead me to where I need to be.
And then with Kerry Combs, I mean, obviously you have probably gotten only a very subdued version of him in these couple days. But what do you think of him, his energy, the way that he and Matt Barnes have worked together, you know, just as guys when they're talking to you on the phone?
I mean, it's kind of the same with them. You know, they seem they're human, you know. I can call them and ask for advice, and they just seem very genuine, like they care for me as a person first, and then a player second. So, you know, when I was committed, I was talking to Coach Cone, and I met his wife on the phone. So it's little things like that I really appreciate.
As a defensive back, I mean, again, not a lot of people have any concept of you or your recruitment, Kai. I mean, what do you see yourself? What role do you see yourself playing? What kind of impact or what type of player do you watch and say, hey, that's a guy that I can emulate?
I see myself as, you know, that free roaming safety. I can do it all, though. I can cover well. I'm very physical. I like to come down and hit. And then with my speed and length, I feel like I can cover, you know, a lot of ground. So that's where I can really see myself flourishing. And when, as you said, when I can see myself emulating, I see myself as like a Sean Taylor type player, those type of guys.
Do you feel, I mean, obviously you don't feel it at this point, but you're committing quickly. Do you feel like there is any chance or anybody outside looking in who's saying, hey, Kai, what are you doing? You have all this time. The dead period's just about to open up. Why do this now?
And there have been a couple, but, you know, I'm here now and I'm ready. I'm offended by my decision.
What is the plan to get to Ohio State? What's going to be the first visit? And what are you most looking forward to getting to know about Columbus?
Right now, I'm set up to visit June 18th through 20th, but I'm not sure if that's going to change. And I'm going to go up that first weekend with the rest of the commits. So I'm going to continue to talk to the coaches about that.
How important do you think that would be for you to be able, being the new guy in the class? I don't know how much you've spoken to CJ Hicks or Bennett Christian or any Jaheim Singletary, any of the guys that are committed. But do you feel like it's important that you get there that first weekend to make sure that you and the guys in the class jive the way that you think that you will?
I mean, I do think it's important. You know, they're going to be my future teammates. So I think to establish that relationship early would be very beneficial. At the same time, I know as a coach, after we're saying, you have to build a relationship more. I didn't only get offered, you know, last week. So me going at a later date would give me more of a one-on-one feel. I'll be able to spend more time with the coaches. So that's why I feel like I have to just talk to my parents and some of the coaches and see what they think is best.
Coach Alford made a first real impact down at Armwood High School back in the class of 2018 when he recruited Brian Snead, who's no longer with the program, obviously. But, you know, how did the relationship that Coach Alford had with your head coach and with Brian Snead and his family still, how did that sort of impact the trust that you have in him and the Ohio State coaching staff?
It made the world of a difference, you know, especially Coach Davis had a big part of my recruitment and my commitment. And the fact that he trusted Coach Al so much, it made me trust him that much more, you know. So I put my faith, my parents put my faith in Coach Davis, and then in turn, he put his faith in Coach Al. So, like, I was 100% comfortable with speaking to Coach Al and the way he approached the offense.
What is, you know, who are you off the field, Kai? I mean, what do you do? What do you like to get into when you have a little free time? I've done a little research on your family. It seems like, I mean, your father is a firefighter, I believe, and your mom is a sheriff or something. I mean, you obviously have some regiment in the background. What do you do to cut loose within the rules, of course, because I'm sure you have a very strict household.
Right. So, you know, if I'm not putting in a little extra work, I like to listen to a lot of music. You know, I just like to kick back, sit on the couch, listen to some music. Play the game with my homeboys, you know, like play a little Madden and that sort of thing. So normal teenage thing, hang out, you know, go to the skate rink, go to the mall, that sort of thing, you know, low stress, just relax and enjoy myself.
With the recruiting process really behind you at this point, I mean, there's going to be some people out there who I assume will try to push you to make visits elsewhere. But I don't think that in what I've heard about you and even in this brief little conversation, it doesn't seem like there's a lot of doubt in your mind that this is what your heart is telling you to do. How much of a weight off your shoulders is this, knowing that you can enter the summer and then into your senior season with, you know, the future laid out?
Huge. It's a huge way. That's every athlete's, I'm not gonna say worry, but everybody wants to be a D1 athlete, right? So the fact that, you know, I'm not gonna say it's done with, because this is just the beginning, but that this part of my life has concluded, and I can focus solely on having a stellar senior season. It feels great. It feels great. I can put 100% of myself into a successful senior season.
I keep going back to this because to me the entire process here seems so crazy, but it's a good thing, and I don't mean that in a negative or any kind of way. But has this struck you yet? Has it hit you like how these last 2 weeks have just changed your entire life?
I don't think it hit me as much as it should. You know, I'm still kind of processing everything. It still doesn't seem real that I'm committed to the Ohio State. You know, so I feel like it's going to hit me a lot harder in the next coming days.
Do you have plans? Do you have plans to enroll early? What is the next step for you aside from the official visit? What do you want to do as far as enrollment, jersey number, all those things? Are you going to try to fight for that number 13? Like, what's on the plate for you?
Yes, sir. Me and Coach Davis have been working on, you know, being able to commit,
enroll early,
graduate early. Yes, sir. Graduate early and get up to the school in December, early January. And as far as number 13, you know, hopefully I'll be able to get it. You know, I always say I am the real 13. So.
Why do you wear number 13? That's normally an unlucky number, you know.
It is, and that's the crazy thing, because I made a little page and it was called Lucky Number 13. So I'm kind of trying to, you know, everybody say 13 is the unlucky number, so I'm making it that lucky number. And I really wear it. I don't have a specific reason. I changed my number 84 to number 13 for my freshman and sophomore year. I love it. I'm sticking with it.
Well, yeah, 84 is a little bit more of a, you know, that wide receiver number. I think once you start hitting people on defense and realize that you like it, you gotta get a little tougher number.
Yes, sir.
What do you think is going to change for you now that you're committed to Ohio State? I mean, what in your life? I mean, what are the things around the neighborhood or at school that are going to be different?
I hope nothing really changes, because I don't like attention. Like, I don't want to be treated as anybody different than who I am. I want to be treated as the same old Kyle Stokes that was, you know, like I say, number 84. But, you know, obviously my name is going to get out there a little more. People are going to begin to know who I am. So I'm just really kicking it into overdrive. That's really what's going to change for me. My work ethic is going to go through the roof. My drive, my focus, my passion, everything is just going to skyrocket from here on out.
Do you feel like you're the type of person who is going to be comfortable helping recruit other players? I know that that's something that, you know, has become a major part of college football in the last few years, is, you know, you guys recruiting other players in your class. Is that something that you see yourself feeling comfortable doing? Florida has a lot of talent and a number of players, especially in the class of 2023, that Ohio State is recruiting very hard.
Yes, sir. I'm most definitely comfortable. You know, I always love to help the team and just bring in great people that will surround me, you know?
Absolutely. Well, look, man, I don't want to keep you long. I know that, you know, you got a lot of celebrating to do over the weekend and all that stuff. So, thank you very much for letting Letterman Row share your big day with you. That is Kai Stokes, Ohio State's newest 2022 commit. Anything else that you want Buckeyes fans to know about you, Kai, before the world starts to bug you day in, day out?
I'm just glad to be a part of the family. Go Bucks.
I'm Jeremy Birmingham. Thanks for watching, everyone.